Welcome to Practicing What Jesus Preached, a Lenten podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan in New Canaan, Connecticut. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner offers a month of daily reflections, questions, practices, and prayers on Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Take time to journey with Jesus this Lenten season by striving to put what Jesus preached into practice.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. Without question, Jesus' lessons for us are exacting and his expectations are high. It's clear that Jesus, though, his teachings are motivated by love. They're motivated by a commitment to each of us. Jesus spoke to a crowd of people, and by extension, he speaks to us and says, "You are as precious as pearls. You are of great value. What you have to offer the world is of exceptional worth." You know, sometimes when someone is offering us rigorous guidance, as Jesus does in a sermon, it can kind of feel like punishment or rebuke. But what we always have to bear in mind is that throughout the Bible, God offers guidance, instruction, and commandments out of a deep love for us and a desire for us to live well. You know, it's curious and perhaps quite intentional that this section of Jesus' teachings follows his caution about uncharitable critiquing of others. After admonishing us to get to work on ourselves before examining others, kind of extract the logs out of our own eyes before looking to pick the specks out of others, Jesus offers this note about our inherent value. Remember, the audience for Jesus' sermon would have been deeply influenced by Hebrew, Roman, and Hellenistic cultural understandings. And the use of the image of a pearl would have called to mind a number of really complementary symbols. For Greeks, pearls were of unrivaled value, and they were closely associated with loving commitment between two parties. And for the Romans, pearls were considered a primary symbol of wealth and social standing. For the Jews of Jesus' day, pearls were considered exceedingly rare and unique because they did not require cutting or polishing to be treasured. I think this means that God, as communicated through Jesus, considers us of great value, has deep love and commitment for us, and does not need anything added to us or taken from us in order for us to be treasured. To God, we are treasured possessions who should be aware of our own value, not prideful of our worth, but cognizant of our inherent value. Therefore, we shouldn't be careless with ourselves and what we have to offer the world. Who you are, what you do, and what you have to offer are of great value. So don't spend them or expend yourself carelessly. Do not commit yourself, for instance, in relationships with someone who's abusive to you. Don't allow an employer or an organization to grind out of you your sense of worth. Don't allow your own self-critical nature to become a belittling influence in your life. You are created as a pearl. That means you are loved. You are of supreme value. You are uniquely crafted, and you do not need to be anything other than what God has made you, to be beautiful, whole, and complete. You are made, get this, you are made as an adornment for God, not as a doormat for the world. Believe it for yourself and see it in others. So here's a question. How would you change your outlook and attitude if you were to truly believe you are a pearl of great value? How would that understanding of yourself change your perspective on the world? You are a pearl of great price, a pearl of great value and worth. And in terms of practice, I want you to take a moment today to tell a person close to you why they are precious to you and be specific. Let us pray. Lord, while we may be prone to careless and overly harsh critiques of others, we are also less than generous with ourselves. And that's because, Lord God, we're aware of our sinfulness, our shortcomings, our failures. And honestly, it's just difficult to understand and even more challenging to accept the possibility that you find us dearly beloved. And yet, Lord God, we will try. We'll try to take Jesus at his word and consider that who we are and what we do is precious in your sight. We'll try to receive the sense of value you place on us so that we can hold that same perspective of others as you desire. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. Copies of Practicing What Jesus Preached are available from all local and online booksellers. God bless you this Lenten season, and have a wonderful day.